in Skagway could see millions in relief money, and local tribes plan for the Hooligan Run in a time of social distancing. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. This week, Governor Mike Dunleavy announced plans to distribute over $500 million to municipalities across Alaska using federal funds for pandemic relief. The boost in funding could be a significant benefit for the Haines and Skagway boroughs. But as KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, whether those dollars make it to local governments and how they can be spent is still uncertain.
On Monday, Governor Dunleavy gave a broad outline of his plan to stabilize Alaska's economy during the COVID-19 pandemic. He stated that the plan included assistance to local governments across the state.
Our municipalities are also under great stress as a result of increased health care demands and economic uncertainty, resulting in a loss of revenue, such as sales tax. Resources will be set aside to help the municipalities cope with the expected loss of revenue and the ramifications from our economic shutdown.
The Haynesboro has been trying to figure out what that could mean for the community. Earlier this month, the governor eliminated state funding to help pay off municipalities' school bond debt. Without that support from the state, paying off the bond to build the Haynes School would become one of the borough's largest expenses. At a committee of the whole meeting on Tuesday, Haynesboro Finance Officer Gila Stewart said it was unclear whether federal COVID-19 pandemic relief could be used to make up for that budget cut.
Alaska Municipal League has said that they hope that the state will distribute $400 million of that federal CARES money to municipalities. But right now, that's kind of a question mark.
The borough got a clearer picture later that evening when the governor released a document that showed how much federal relief he intended to distribute to each community. According to his plan, the Haynesboro would receive a total of $4 million in assistance from state and federal funds over the next 5 months. The municipality of Skagway would receive nearly $7.5 million. Skagway Borough Manager Brad Ryan says he hopes these funds can be used for the community's needs.
It is a big number. I mean, it's a huge bonus. I mean, if we were sitting on $7.5 million, it's a game changer for us, for sure.
But Ryan says that the municipality is moving forward with their budget as if that funding isn't there. He says it's uncertain whether the money will come through and how it could be spent.
We have not been looking at this funding that's coming through and amending the budget or the budget process based on it. None of it is solid yet. I think it would just be premature to even, you know, go back to the drawing board and change the budget at this point. We used fund balance, and that's what we're doing.
Ryan says Skagway is in the process of changing their municipal budget to match the regular calendar rather than the fiscal year. Their next budget will only be in place for 6 months, from July through December, before they make the switch. Senate Finance Co-Chair Bert Stedman says the state legislature will be reconvening in the coming weeks to appropriate funding from the federal CARES Act. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The annual Hooligan Run draws people to the river for spring harvest. But how will this typically convivial tradition work in a time of social distancing? The run hasn't started yet, but local tribes are already planning for increased precautions. Hooligan Run every spring, whether or not there's a pandemic. Travel restrictions and social distancing requirements don't apply to smelt, but they do apply to the people who harvest them, even as the state begins to lift COVID-19 restrictions.
But as we slowly move back into things, I just don't want people thinking that it's all over and we can do whatever we want to do.
Kimberly Strong is the president of the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan. It's home to nearly 100 people, and lots of them harvest Hooligan. It's not just subsistence, she said. It's culture.
It is a community event, and it is a very sharing time. And we do eat the Hooligans right out of the cooking pot when we're rendering the Hooligan grease. And people come over, and we have a good time sharing the food and sitting around the fire pits and enjoying ourselves.
Strong said some parts of the harvest are still possible, but the traditions should be observed with safety in mind. She urged residents to be extra cautious and said many Klukwan residents are in high-risk categories for the coronavirus. Strong recommended that in addition to social distancing, harvesters should avoid sharing nets and buckets. And she said that neighbors can still share their harvests with each other as long as they set out clean buckets and avoid entering other households. She also cautioned against ride sharing when heading down to the river. The Chilkoot Indian Association is also taking precautions with the Hooligan Run. CIA will still conduct its yearly research project with some limitations. It is suspending mark recapture, the most reliable method of counting the fish. Usually, the tribe hires about a dozen people for the count.
And this year, we won't be doing that at all on the Chilkoot River.
Meredith Pokart is a biologist who contracts with CIA for the project. She said the good news is that the group started collecting eDNA in 2014. That's a data gathering method that only requires a couple people to test the water at a time.
We still have quite the large regional scope of the project, but the personnel involved will be greatly reduced.
Pokart said CIA plans to take samples on the Chilkoot, Chilkat, Taya, Farabee, and Katsihin rivers. She suggested that folks who harvest fish spread out on the river and wear masks. A gag a day keeps the virus away, or at least it will brighten up your day. Juneau Parks and Rec recently started a joke hotline for residents to call in case they need a quick laugh. Recreation coordinator Don Welch says the department got the idea from a Parks and Rec group page.
Just a joke a day. You call a number and you'll hear a joke. And it will get updated every day before 10 a.m. It is 7 days a week.
The phone line was originally used as the hiking hotline, but because that program is suspended, the department is trying to innovate. Today's joke comes from a grandpa in Idaho.
A group of crows was arrested for hanging out together. The charge? Attempted murder.
Welch says the line hit a snag on the second day. She thinks it's because too many people called in. But hopefully, they'll get the line back up soon. I'm Claire Strumpel for the KHNS Local News. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or listen wherever you get your podcasts.